All right, it is September 26th, 11 o'clock a.m. We are here for a long-term suspension expulsion appeal hearing for Andy Liu. We have present, I'm Marcy Belknap, Student Services Director, Deanna Stallings, representing the teacher specialist, Dan Cox, administrator from Mount Logan Middle School, and Greg Allman, a counselor from Mount Logan Middle School. Along with Andy, we have his brother Josh and his mom Anna here with us today. So the process that we'll go through at this point, Mr. Cox will go over what led up to this, and then we will give the three of you opportunity to share your thoughts and where you're at and what you've learned from this and such. Okay?
Okay. Not sure where I want to start other than with the incident that happened back on 9/7/2014. Andrew was playing on a game site and made the comments that I'm going to bring guns to school on Monday because the Brooks Club killed me inside, so I must kill more while they are young. Shinja, goddammit. We got this report through the through our resource officer and another police officer, and so we met with Mom and Andrew as soon as I found out about it, I believe on a Wednesday.
So, Dan, did the gaming company contact Logan Police Department first?
Yes, they contacted the police department and gave them this report. Of what was said online, and then that's when it got brought back to the high school.
Middle school,
sorry.
Wherever
I'm working nowadays. And then we talked about the possibilities of what would happen. Wasn't quite sure at that time. I felt like I needed to visit with teachers and other people and make sure that we follow the policy. And so we sent, I think it must have been on a Friday that we met, but we met again the following Monday with Andrew and his mother and decided it was a safe school policy infraction, one that if I read the policy... A student, I don't know,
yeah,
are we on now?
Yeah.
A student shall be suspended or expelled from public school for any of the following. And down on 1A, the possession, control, or actual use or threatened use of a real weapon or firearm. And that's Section 921 of Title 18 of the U.S. Code. So as we look through that, the threatened use of bringing the gun to the school, we felt like we were tied by federal law and state law to follow the policy. And that's when we talked to Mom and Andrew and informed them that we would put you on a 10-day suspension, that you had a right to a hearing. At this time, the expulsion could be for 365 days, but we felt like if he was out for the remainder of the school year and start the school year up next year would be better than 365 days and having to come in the middle of September. And that's kind of where we're at this point.
Okay. All right. However you want to jump into this.
Okay. I think Mr. Cox has pretty much addressed the facts and the things that has taken place. Like I said, I was contacted on the 10th, which is your Wednesday, September the 10th, in the afternoon. And Mr. Monson, who's the principal, actually spoke with me briefly on the phone. He didn't go into details, but by the time I got to school around 2 o'clock that afternoon, Wednesday afternoon, they basically, Andy was already... for better or whatever, I just said they basically grill Andy and got the answer from Andy that he was the one that played this game online and that he might have posted those things because he, I guess he remembered that he posted them. So they already got the answer that they needed from Andy. So basically, we were led into office with the principal, the assistant principal, the school resource police officer, and a private Logan police officer. And from then, they basically, because Andy's underage, they read the Miranda rights. And I said, well, I don't think he's done anything wrong, so, you know, I'll go ahead and answer what needs to be answered for him. So basically, make a long story short, they basically read the two sentences that Mr. Cox has basically just read it. And it's taken me basically a week and a half to obtain this little report, which I felt was unnecessary because I needed to see what the result was of why he was expelled. And I'm still somewhat frustrated and a little bit upset the fact that the officer, he had the report in front of him. They made the decision that they were going to do something serious to Andy, which led to his exposure. They refused to give me the report for me to look at. I've asked the school, Mr. Cox, and them. They refused to tell me that either. They basically told me that I need to go to the police department, obtain the report, blah, blah, blah. That was the 10th of September. So basically, I don't want to repeat the whole thing, but the thing is that Mr. Cox said that Andy was going to go ahead and do a 10-day suspension from September the 10th until the following week. And so with my work schedule and stuff, we decided that, okay, it's just a Wednesday, so since the decision is to suspend him as a further investigation, we made an appointment to see them Monday the 15th. By Monday the 15th, I still have not obtained anything, any report other than he said, she said, from the police officer and from what the school website told me. So because they have not posted anything at all at the police department from what they told me. Come Monday afternoon after work, I took Andy and we went back to school. There's Mr. Cox, Mr. Monson, the principal, and the school counselor and the police, the school officer. And basically this took less than 5 minutes. They basically, Mr. Cox handed me the school policy protocol and basically just told me that Andy's expelled from school affected that very day. They've done the investigation, and basically it follows under that rule, so there really isn't anything. Basically, like I said, it was 5 minutes or less. Basically, just get your things and get out of school. He's not to be in school. He's not to be on school ground, blah, 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 unless he's accompanied by an adult, which is me or his dad or whatever. He's to be in school. He has no ties with the school whatsoever. So basically, we're more or less outcasts. From that very moment, 5 minutes or less, we gathered his backpack and left the school and felt like, and I'm not trying to be emotional because we're just here for the facts, but I find it amazing that as parents, as teachers and educators, that when it comes to students, the very first thing that we do is we contact the parents. You need to pay your fees. You need to take your kids to school. Your kids need to be in school. They're late, blah, blah. But when it came to Andy's situation, it's like, you made a mistake, you said these words, you are an outcast now. You are a terrorist, you are banned, that's how we were treated, and that's exactly how it was treated. And basically, just before you walk out the door, and I want this to be recorded, and I want the staff to hear this, because I think this is really important. The principal made a comment to me. He says, well, how would you feel if your name was on the paper? We were on the news. My reaction was, what news? Today is the 15th. Andy was suspended since Wednesday. What news are you talking about? I've been working the last 3 days. I have no idea. And the principal basically made the statement that it is embarrassing and it is why he has to be on the news. And obviously, I guess the officers, when he did his report, by then, there's some blogs that the police department does. And so I'm very disappointed. I'm very sad to say that it made it to the Daily Herald. And I guess from there, they refused to tell me what's going on. So I actually, when I got home the day that he was expelled, the 15th, I kind of looked it up, and there it was. They didn't mention Andy's name or anything, but it came as a total blindsight to me because how dare them to even make some comments that, you know, a child that made the statement that it's on suspension for further investigation for maybe they're going to have to decide this for, you know, a comment that he made is for real or some sort of naivety that he does not know and he just posted. To me, that the latter was what I agree with. But the superintendent had his said, the principal had his said, and my comment to them was, well, I didn't say anything to the news. Obviously, you guys wanted to be famous or whatever your decision is. That's on you. It's not on us. But anyway, so from there, literally, I got the runaround. Sorry, we don't know. Go to police. Go to courthouse to obtain this report. I go to the police department. Eventually, and they were able to pull up the report to me, and basically it's a 7 pages of what the officer, Woods, Teeples, and Veer, they all just say that they talked to this person, they talked to that person. So really the reason Andy is expelled from school is from two sentences that are less than 10 words, taken out of context, because I don't know to this day yet what legally what Roblox can and cannot, even with a subpoena, which the officer Woods did. He subpoenaed a judge here in Logan to gather those two censuses from Roblox website. And so the school used those two censuses that was based on a game that he played online. Yes, I agree now after talking and after all this incident. I do not condone any of the words he used. Yes, it's very serious. So I understand what the school education had to base on and what you have to do, what you have to do. But at the same time, I mean, if you want to be ethical, I think it's unethical that the officer grill a 12-year-old and then went and pulled up my 17-year-old at a totally different, he goes to Skyview, which is Cache District, and grilled him for an hour and a half, pulled him out of his classroom without contacting me or his father for any question at all to get any kind of answer out of him. And the same thing, I agree. But they did that with Andy. So the whole point of us being here is the fact remains, it's done. He admitted to making those statements. It's very awful to look at it. If you look at the words and if you look at the two sentences, yes, it's awful. But we're here as parents, as educators and teachers, that we're here for the student, for Andy. He is a good kid. He's a straight A kid. He's never have any problems. And just for the record, I do not have any guns in my house. Not that it's your business. We have the right to bear arms. I believe in the First Amendment. I believe in be a free American and protect myself. But just like I said, just for the record, I do not have any weapons in my household. And my children are very well disciplined. I have three sons. My middle son is 15. He's an autistic child. He has attended this school district in the past, but because he has such a hard time, socially, I decided to pull him out of school and to put him online school. So the other two sons that I have, Joshua, my oldest one, he goes to Skyview. He's a senior this year, straight A kid. He's in the debate team for the last 4 years, which is the reason why I chose for him to go to that school, because of the debate school. Andy's my youngest. He has been a super, super kid. He's never, ever done anything wrong. I'm a single mom. I've been a single mom for 11 years. I basically raised them, and I know them very well. And in my heart, as hard as it is to read those two sentences, I do not, as a parent, I'm very concerned. But in my heart, I know that that's not Andy. He would never attention to do anything or say anything like that. In fact, after all this whole incident has taken place, we've had very extensive talk, and it is a game that, yes, I knew that he played a game, but it was, to me, it was all animation. I didn't realize that it could be that, have that kind of negative impact, and it is a live online thing. So when they get on, they have a group of peers that they play together, and I believe, and I know pretty much after talking to him, that the statement he made had nothing to do with school. It had to do with the game, and it had to do with what they were taunting each other to say there. So it basically came out looking and sounding like that, but it's not what it was. And so, but the fact remains, yes, he audited those words, he posted those words, and I understand what the school, why you did what you did. All I'm asking as a concerned parent, and I'm asking all of you educators and teachers to look at it, is to say, you know, this is a good kid that does not deserve to be, I say this word, outcast, but basically that's what we're doing right now too. We're outcasting a really good kid from school. And the statements, like the online, the blogging, in fact, the reason I'm kind of upset about it is because it made it to other people's ears and they're talking. And in fact, I've had a few neighbors say something about it. So not only does this affect Andy greatly, but it's affected my whole family in the last 2 weeks. And I think that for future reference, if we can help it, please talk to us and investigate these kind of things. And I do understand why you take this too seriously, because as a mom, I don't want my son to be hurt, and the last thing is for anything like this to come about to be, you know, some horrible things. But at the same time, we're here for Andrew today. And the fact is, Andrew is a great kid. He's pretty much a straight-A kid. He loves, in fact, I made a statement that says, you know, we could just move away from here and go to a different school. And Andy, first thing Andy says, Mom, I don't want to move. I love my school, and I love my friends, and I love my teachers, and I just want to go back to school. I understand that was really awful, but I'm asking the school to look at it and say, you know, Andy, we all agree. He made a mistake. He has to. There has to be a consequence, no doubt whatsoever. But I believe that expulsion is very, very severe for him at this point. And I think that if we look at it, we can somehow come together and maybe perhaps lessen his sentence. We will serve the time. We would do whatever necessary. And for the record, he's banned from all those games. I blocked everything. He now knows how serious it is. He knows now that even though I work 12 hours a day, I'm not always there, that when he does not tell me the truth, I one way or another will find out. And this is a classic example of why we're here, is that something, if it's just negative things, it's going to come back and it's going to bite him, and he understands that now. So as a mom, I'm asking the board to please review this and give Andy that chance. Let's say, hey, you're a good kid, you made a mistake, you are going to serve your time, and you are going to have some consequence, but what are you going to do from now on? You know, have you changed? What? And I believe that he has. I believe he realized how serious this is, because it is a serious thing, and we need to serve the time, but we also need to, like I said, once again, please look at it, perhaps lessen the sentence so that he can get back to school and be where he needs to be, which is at school, and to continue his education, because that's why I'm a parent. That's why I work hard. That's why I pay my tax, so that I can pay you guys to teach our kids so they can be in school and they can, you know, do better. Because we don't want a good kid like this to be an outcast and to realize that nobody cares about him. And for a stupid mistake that he's made, that he's going to basically, it's going to follow him. And one last thing, as far as the expulsion goes, I've now obtained the expulsion letter from Mr. Cox, and basically said he will be suspended until September of 14th or 2015.
It's August 19th.
August? I think it was September, wasn't it?
Let me pull the letter out. I'll tell you.
Let me see. I think I have a copy. September 15, 2014.
Oh. Okay.
So.
No, the expulsion would go until August 19th, 2015.
So it's August
19th. The suspension was for the 10 days, which was September 24th, and now the expulsion would go until August 19th, 2015.
Third paragraph.
Which is the first day of school the following year.
Okay. Oh, yes. Okay. So my question is, because this expulsion was from your school, and by the way, I want to put on records too, the district attorney's office, they've dropped this. They said it has no merits whatsoever. The fact that they kind of grill a kid, they do not want to pursue this because this has nothing to do with whatever, other than the fact that, yes, because of all the legal suits and stuff, the Roblox technician are legally, if they find anything suspicious, that's their job is to call, which is they did, and I commend them for doing that, okay? But as far as the district attorney's office, that had nothing to do with it. It has no merit. They dropped the whole thing. So this whole thing has gone out of completely out of this thing, which I understand seriously, and I want all of you to understand that I take this very seriously. But at the same time, like I mentioned earlier, as parents, as teachers and educators, how things like this affect a child, this has affected my child to the very, very deepest. And I'm very concerned the way we go about our treatments of each other, our behaviors, and I took it very personally. And I have nothing against Mr. Cox or the principal, but at the same time, I was very disappointed in them both and the way that I was treated. So I hope that for future reference that we all can put ourselves in their shoes a little bit. I understand they have a huge responsibility, but I believe they're first and foremost parents and teachers and educators. I'm not an educator, but I am a parent, and I love my kids. And I know my kid would never do anything like that. And in fact, these things would never happen again because he realized now how that's why I blocked everything. And that's why his life is now, he realized that he needs to be a better student now. He needs to be a better son and be a better communicator to me so we don't have any misunderstanding like this again. And so that's for the district that's done with. So that's one last thing I have to worry. But as far as the school, because the expulsion that's happened, has taken place, I have nothing to sign or I cannot disagree or agree, basically, other than just look at this paper. Is this going to be the long-term thing? Is it going to be on Andy's record? Whatever your decision is to stay on the expulsion or to go lesser to a lesser sentence, is it going to follow him? I believe he's a red flag now to your school if he does come to school because of those. I mean, you can admit it or not admit it, but I understand that somewhere...
Well, first of all, the suspension will, whatever that is decided here, will be between Andrew, you, and us.
Mm-hmm.
The teachers that I've talked to are all wanting to know where Andrew's at and what's going on and so on and so forth. And I've talked to four teachers is all to find out how he's been at the beginning of the school year, and then how was he last year, one teacher from last year. And so I don't think there's no teachers there that look at your son with any kind of ill will or anything that way. They all said that he was good in class. You know, they're concerned because he's quiet,
mm-hmm.
And those type of things. And then last year, you know, the one incident where he kind of gave up on himself a little bit for a period of time and wasn't turning in assignments and doing things that he normally had done. So it's a caring nature of a teacher, and the ones I've visited with, that's the camp they're in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, thank you for that. But what I'm saying is that is there to, as far as your decision on the expulsion or whatever decision you all have to make from this day forward, if it's to lessen the sentence, is there a guarantee or is there a written or is there something that's going to tell me that, okay, if we make a lesser sentence or the expulsion is to be remained, can he come back to school next year with a clean record or is there something that's going to follow him through the rest of the next year and then into high school?
Whenever he comes back to school, he will start fresh, whether it's next year to start beginning of the school year or if we see that he comes back earlier than that.
Okay.
None of this will hold him up other than he hasn't been to school,
mm-hmm.
but nothing's going to prevent him from continuing on and nothing's going to be tracking him through his high school years.
Like next year, could someone click on his name and something's going to come up on their computer?
Exactly. There will be a record that there was a behavior incident,
mm-hmm.
but it's not, it doesn't flag him as, oh, this kid's a problem, watch out for him.
So he will be classified as a behavior child. There's going to be a problem.
We have lots of, I mean, those are anything from excessive tardies to, you know, I mean, every behavior incident that's interacted with in the school has to be recorded,
mm-hmm.
and that's really, it comes down from the federal government that we do that, and then we have reports that we provide to them with information on, you know, how many kids a year are suspended and how long they're suspended and how many kids, I mean, it's everything from, you know, how many kids are passing AP classes to how many kids are mm-hmm. are suspended for the year. So there are things that are recorded, but as far as, you know, his name being in red and identified as this is a problem kid, that won't be. And, you mm-hmm. know, there,
I mean,
go ahead.
I mean, the reason I brought this up is, like I said, and I said this way earlier, I said, I don't know if you guys have ever had to be in my shoes where your kid is expelled from school, but it's a traumatizing experience, not just for Andy, but for me. And I say that because there's one minute where I'm a perfect mom, as perfect as I could be. Nobody's perfect. But, you know, I mean, I'm doing my best. He is as a good kid as he could be. And the next second, because of one stupid statement or some wording that he put that he does not think that's going to have a consequence, all of a sudden now we are the bad people. We are the terrorists here. That's how, and I mentioned this to the principal when I was at, on the 15 when Andy was expelled, when they handed the paper. I said, wow, so I escaped from a country of dictatorship and now we're sitting right here and that's how I was being treated. Like, they were the dictators and I just basically have to serve my time now, you know. We're not going to be beheaded today, but basically get your things and get out.
I can tell you that I've taught in this district for 20 years as a teacher, and my students come to me. There's never any, I've never seen an indication that this child has ever, and I know there are kids that have been expelled earlier, and then, you know, I don't know which kids those are, but I know it happens.
Mm-hmm.
That his teachers in the future are not going to know.
I don't believe teachers have the access in the student information system to click on that behavior piece that it's the administration.
So his teachers in future years, I mean, I can't see that.
Well, yeah, because
it's going to
basically
affect. He's not
going to
walk in and go, oh, that's the kid.
But that's how I would treat an Andy. That. And basically the principal's word to me was, he has no ties with school now. He is not, and basically 99.9% of the whole school district here has the same policy, which means that Andy's not allowed to be on any of those schools. So the only option he has is a online school. And then you guys are going to have to disclose why you expelled him. That's devastation, you know what I mean?
We can't disclose why we've expelled him. And there would be very little place. The only, if you were to take him and try to enroll him in, you know, in Cache District,
mm-hmm.
we would, you know, if they were to contact us, we would say no, he has been expelled, and they would honor that time period.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't release details of it. It's just he's under.
Okay, well then I was misunderstood, or somehow it passed it to me that that's the end result of what we're going to get. And to me, as a mom, and seriously, I mean, I can only do so much. I'm not asking you to feel sorry for me, but seriously, I work a lot to survive, to put food on the table for the boys. And when this thing happened, and basically, we went from, oh, you know, you miss his lunch, school, come and pay for the fee, blah, 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 to get your stuff and get out. And there's no support. I'm thinking, like, am I the only parent that feels that way? If they're, you know, I mean, my only child expelled from school, and that's how I felt. I have no support whatsoever. And it's been an emotionally roller coaster for the last 2 weeks for Andy, because he's like, oh my gosh, I'm a terrible kid. They hate me. I'm out of school. For me as a parent, like, no support. And that's how I was when I was getting the round and round to go get the report, to obtain that, not getting Mr. Cox's letter because he was expelled on the 15th and running a week and a half later and still not get that and having to face the superintendent thinking that he was Mr. Monson because I had some terrible thoughts about him. I guess I didn't like him. I thought he was a superintendent. I really didn't want to see the superintendent. Come to find out, oh, he's a the principal, you know, but that's just how good of a kid Andy is. I've never had to be pulled into the office and be confronted by the school staff. So, but anyway, that's where we are. And so basically, I'll let Andy have a few moments to say what he needs to say, and I believe he has something to say. And then I would like my son, Joshua, to just, express a few thoughts, if you don't mind, because it did affect him, too, and
so Andy, I'd like you to talk to us a little bit about, you know, what was going on in the game, how it works, what your reason was for making those comments within a game, and then kind of talk to us about what you've learned and how you're feeling now.
Well, I was just playing was really late, and I wasn't thinking, and some people were just messing around, and I just felt like saying something, and I didn't really know what to say, so that's just what came to my mind. And when I posted it, I wasn't thinking of my school. I didn't mean for it to get to you guys. I didn't want to be a part of my school or anything like that. And I won't be doing anything like that anymore. I'm not going on those sites anymore because I know they're a bad influence. And I'm sorry for doing that, saying that. I just want to ask you, like, to maybe not expel me, but just maybe a suspension, lower the consequences, because I'm really sorry. That's all about it.
I'm not familiar with the game. Are there school buildings or in the game?
No. No.
Okay.
And was the comment typed in?
Yes.
Or you weren't speaking in?
It was typed.
Okay. I'm curious about that. And is there a transcript of the whole?
No, that's why I said earlier, I don't think Roblox can release those things because under them, there was no really, to them, it's no really serious merits for them to even, that's what I said, the two sentences that I have copies here if you want copies of it, but basically, it just has two sentences. The first sentence just says, I'm going to bring guns to school Monday, and then another sentence, which is, those two sentences do not come together. They pull it out of whatever. The other sentence is, because the Brook Club kill me inside, so I must kill more while they're young.
So the statements weren't typed simultaneously?
No. They took it out of whatever, different bodies, yes.
Okay.
But from what I understand, the officer, and he refused to go into details with me, is that the technician was concerned because of all the lawsuits and of all the shooting, like we've already agreed, that if at any time they know that 99.9% of the players in this Roblox are all kids, if they see anything suspicious or they see anything suicidal or anything harmful, they have the legal right to report that, which is what they did. But so the officer just kind of went on his rampage and did what he had to do, which that's his job too. I mean, I'm not discrediting him, but I'm saying, when he subpoenaed that, they pulled out whatever sentence that they think could be potentially harmful, which is those two sentences. So there's nothing else, just those two sentences, which have, like I said, I think less than 10 words. And I grilled Andy's this whole week, and I said, so what is the Brook Club? And I believe the officer, and even the principal said, so the Brook Club, it's just talking. You know, I mean, they're talking, and you know how kids are. I assume I know my kids, because sometimes they make a, raising three boys, they create stupid things out of thin air, and I'm like, how do you do that? And they have no answer to that. But
the Brook Club isn't part of the game.
It is part of the game, but that's what Andy was telling me. I said, so what is your Brook Club? It is a game, and they were talking and they were taunting each other. So they just kind of, you know, I don't think they think typing and posting. He didn't come out thinking that it was going to sound like that, because if you were to look at this. Yes, it's got guns, it's got school, and it's got a kill in there. But he's talking about a game that completely taken out of context and just has those two sentences. So I understand the concern and the harmful words in there. But at the same time, seriously, you know, please let's look at this more in detail. He understands how severe that people looking at it and reading the words can take it this seriously. But at the same time, it is a game that they play. And he's admitted, and I know it's horrible to even say those things. He's admitted to that. So we're not going to argue on that part. We're just saying that's the two sentences.
So, Andy, is the Brook Club like a group that you play with within this game?
No, it's not even something real. I just made it up.
Like, when you typed it in, you just made it up?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's not a school in the game, and you're saying you weren't thinking of your school. I mean, was there anything that, you know, why what were the kids saying that were taunting you?
No, they weren't taunting me. They were just all, like, doing something stupid. Like, it wasn't anything big. It wasn't serious. Like, I don't know why I did it.
What kind of comments were they posting throughout this? I mean, I don't know the game, so I feel at a disadvantage. But, you know, as you're going back and having a conversation with these kids that you're playing with, you know, if the conversation's about, hey, let's go over here and do this in the game, and then all of a sudden you've got this comment in there, I mean, that doesn't connect to anything. Can you give me some insight on what the conversation was going on in the game?
It was just a bunch of people just, like, acting the same, acting stupid. They were, like, all dressing the same, and just, like, being stupid.
What kind of violence is in the game? I mean, do you fight people? Are people?
No, there's, like, no blood. It's like a game for kids. There's a bunch of different games that people make on there. Like, anyone can make the game on there. Right.
So I guess I'm trying to understand too, but she's trying to understand. It's kind of when you get on there, it's kind of live. You can post, and they can see you're posting right away, and they can make comments and say, post something, and you can see it right away too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I was thinking.
What's
so,
the object of the game?
There is no one object. It's a bunch of games. Like,
yeah,
okay. It's a website with multiple games on it.
Do you fight other characters within the game?
Well, yeah, but it's not really violent.
It's not violent.
Just, yeah.
Bloody. It's just, but there is fighting. Okay.
More like venting out and saying terrible words?
No. It's just like games.
Okay, but terrible words were said, so I'm just thinking that.
What kinds of other things have you seen other players post in there that might be of a similar level or concern? You know, I mean, if the game is, you know, 11, 12, 13-year-old boys, probably taking guns to school is not the main topic of conversation within the game, I would hope. So what kinds of things do you post back and forth to each other as you're playing?
Just people post random things.
For instance?
Like, they just make jokes to each other. They just say stupid things. It doesn't have any object to it. Like,
so it's not that you're, like, having a conversation back and forth. It's
say
people
anything.
Just type
Andrew,
random
you
stuff
told us
there.
When we met last time they said some things that upset you, and that's why you said these things back to them. That's what they would like to know. What are some of the things that were said to you that upset you?
What kinds of things?
They weren't really saying anything. Like,
so what upset you, though?
I wasn't
upset.
Really upset. I wasn't upset at the time.
That's different than what conversation was previously?
Yeah, from what he said at the office and just from talking to him over the last week and a half, I'm thinking that, like Andy's just said, I don't want to elaborate and I don't want to say anything that's not true, but from what I gather and what I can take from this, is that it's kind of a venting room where they all go and they just say literally stupid things that doesn't mean about anything. And if you were to take the context of what they said, it could be taken very seriously, like what we did here, these two sentences. I mean, you want him to name of the name. It's called the Roblox.
If we had a full transcript, I can't see that we'd be able to see it in context if everything is just random. So there's no way to put it in context if there wasn't a conversation or a dialogue going on. Mm-hmm. But just this person posted a joke, this person posted, I don't know, that he likes this girl at school, and then this person posted that he wants to kill people at school. Mm-hmm. So if we saw that transcript, mm-hmm. There wouldn't be a context.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're asking is, can you put these statements in context for it? You keep saying these statements were taken out of context.
I don't know if taken out of the context makes sense.
Can you put
sense,
them in context for us?
What would have led you to even having the idea to post these kinds of things?
I really don't know.
Were you guys playing killing each other or
no.
Killing members in the Brook Club? That's what we're trying to understand here.
No.
So it just came out of nowhere?
Yeah.
You just
what's I mean, what's your username in the game or your character?
Raffle the Seal.
It's what?
Raffle the Seal.
Okay.
The Seal.
Okay. Oh, is there anything on your character that identifies you to Logan, Utah?
No.
Okay. Have you heard about the school shootings that have gone on in other places?
No. I don't really pay attention to that kind of stuff.
The news, yeah. Okay. All right, anything else, Andy?
No.
Does anybody else have anything they want to ask Andy
right now? I'm fine.
Okay. My name is Joshua Williams. I go to Skyview High School. That's in the district right north to us. I'm here today because I believe the actions taken against me, my brother, and my mother were unethical, arbitrary, and fairly short-sighted. To clarify on what my little brother was talking about, I don't know how much any of you browse the internet, but the internet is full of forums like this where people post miscellaneous things, and the internet is literally full of this. So, to go on to why I believe this was unethical, I'll go on to my investigation that was held against me. I was pulled out of school, out of my fourth hour class, and I was told to go over to the resource officer's office.
Is that Officer Kerr still?
Yes, I believe so. So when I went to this office, there were three officers there, and one of the officers left right before my interrogation. I forget the officer's name that was there, but I believe that was the Logan Middle School resource officer. And I was interrogated for about 45 minutes to an hour, and I was never read any rights. My parent wasn't informed of this. They never waited for my parent. I don't believe my principal was informed of this at the time either. I was just pulled out of school and taken into this interrogation without any notice at all. I was asked some personal questions such as, Josh, do you have a girlfriend? Josh, do you like anime? Questions along these lines, and for whatever reason, the Logan Middle School resource officer asked me this, and I believe that was a bit personal. What I believe you based this whole thing upon was, of course, these two lines, which weren't exactly connected to each other, as was stated beforehand, and whatever rules you used to judge these as wrong were rather arbitrary under any standards. These are two random lines taken out of an internet forum, and they could mean a multitude of different things. However, what I'm seeing here is that the school boards, you people, you decided to immediately suspend my little brother Andy without much of an investigation based upon two lines of evidence. I believe that many people would call this a thought crime that my little brother committed. Posting something on the internet, posting down some miscellaneous thoughts in maybe frustration, maybe out of some miscellaneous thought process that was going on. What this is a thought crime. My little brother did nothing wrong. All he did was type in some words that he was thinking. He posted no specific threat towards any specific school, and even if it was posted directly towards the school, this was all taken out of context anyways. This was all inside a game. How can a school board judge a student based upon two lines of evidence? A student which has never gotten into any problems at school before, has never been in any legal problems whatsoever, and is a good student overall. I have another brother. His name is Spencer. As my mom stated before, he's autistic. He's had problems at school, a multitude of problems. And I've had to deal with this before. My middle brother, he gets into trouble all the time with the authorities, with school districts, and this has affected me in the past because sometimes the authorities may be called in and I have to deal with that because my middle brother has always been the problem child. What you're turning my little brother into is now a problem child. What the Herald or whatever the news you call it, they're turning my little brother into a problem child. This is what everyone's going to be my little brother is now. Not just my middle brother, but my little brother. This is affecting me at school. I've talked to several of my teachers about this, including my AP government teacher, Mr. Rigby, if any of you know him. Basically, what advice he gave me was to be honest with you, and I'm being honest here. My little brother has done nothing wrong in the past. He hasn't done anything wrong at all. All he did was post some miscellaneous lines on the internet, which I can assure you thousands and thousands of kids post things that are 100 times worse on the internet with specific direct threats, and they never get to go through anything like this. This has been affecting me at school because some people read this and they may or may not connect this to me. They may or may not connect this to my family. This is affecting me and my family. This is affecting my friends. This was rather short-sighted to immediately judge my little brother upon this. And I have a question. Did you base this upon anything else besides these two lines, which were not even connected to each other?
We base this on the policy that we're supposed to follow by state and federal guidelines. And when it's a threat made to a school, we have to take those pretty serious. And whether it was on a game, whatever context it comes in, we have to approach it as serious.
So are we basing this again because of the two words and because the officer got the call? Because one thing I've learned since this incident, going back with the school board and the officers, the police department, is that you guys are against them and they are against you guys. That's all I've experienced last week with the officer. Well, we have nothing to do with the school. The school has always done their own things and we have nothing to do with that. And I come back to the school. The school, the officers, they do their own thing.
Well, we're each governed by our own set of, mm-hmm. Rules.
No, but I'm just saying, I realize how that you guys are so torn apart and the only person that's suffering here is me and Joshua and Andy. And you guys make your decision. But like I said, the attorney says, we have no merits in this. We're not going to pursue this because it doesn't, why,
But whether they're looking, if they're looking at whether there's criminal charges in it versus whether he's violated school policy, those are two different things. I mean, there's things that go both ways. We have kids that are in trouble at school that there's no criminal. There's kids that are in trouble criminally that there's no school repercussion. They're different worlds.
Yes. So I do understand this at this point. That's what I'm saying. So then after this meeting today, and I already expressed all my thoughts to you guys already, and I've been up for like 18 hours now without sleep. I just got off this morning at 7 o'clock. After 12 hours sleep, so I'm a little bit tired. But what I'm saying, after all this said and done, because the school based him on those sentences and because he's expelled from that, and now we're giving the chance to explain our side and you're listening to us, I guess our plea to you is, yes, those are facts. Yes, he's expelled. Yes, those were posted. No doubt about it right now. We don't know why, they're just whatever. But what can we do now so that we can move forward with this and not have this traumatic thing going on for the next 200-something days? You know what I mean?
In your mind, what would you see as a reasonable amount of time?
I think he definitely needs to serve. There has to be a consequence. Mm-hmm. In my mind, the expulsion was way too extreme in this case. Like I said, had I known that he was playing that kind of game and it was that negative. I do not condone that. I do not like that. In fact, that's why I block it. That's why the only reason I have the internet right now is because so that Joshua has a lot of stuff they all have to do on internet. I don't have the money, the means. I'm a single mom. I work really hard to put food on the table. Yes, I don't condone all this stuff, but like I said, he needs to serve his time because he needs to learn his lesson. But the exposure needs to be a lesson.
What would be a reasonable time in your mind?
I think that, to be fair, he has a lot of stuff that he's working on, and we're changing our behavior with each other, and this is giving us a new insight into everything, and that everything we say and we do matters because that's how we're going to be judged on. And that's something that I've always knew that as parents and educators. But as a 12-year-old kid, do they think about it? No, they don't. So I think that if at all possible, we should, suspend him for the next month or two or three, granted that he's allowed to still be part of the school. We'll all pick up homework for him. He can do his homework. We can turn it in. I think there's online that you guys wrote, the teachers can help that way, that he realized how severe it is, and that even statements like this can make an impact, that he needs to serve that time. I have no problem with that. My only problem, and his problem, is that he's expelled from school for the rest of the year. And so that's something that I think it can be overlooked at right now due to the circumstance and all this stuff. But yes, whatever time you decide is best, we will take it. I would just like it, the board, to look at it and review and say, okay, they're willing to do their time. We are going to do our time. We're going to do everything. I just want him to be in school and do his schoolwork and be the kid that I know he is and not miss any work, not be behind schoolwork. Okay, so whatever you decide, the only thing I'm against is the expulsion for the rest of the year. But I have no problem with him serving time. In fact, if he's to be suspended, we should have guidelines that he has to follow. Like I said, he can't play this kind of game ever again. I block it. He cannot go and create anything. He needs to be conscientious of his decision from now on. So that's it. I mean, I really don't have anything to hide. As a mom, I think that's fair, that he should be suspended however time you guys think, but that I want him, and he wants to be part of the school. He wants to be in school. He wants to learn. He wants to take his class. He wants to, to go back to school. We understand that. But yes, a month or two or three, but not for the rest of the year. Because like I said, in my heart, I know that's not Andy. We do not have any kind of weapons that we can look into it, because after everything is said and done, he really is just a great kid. He's just a great kid. He needs to be in school. He's doing well in school. Ever since Spencer's been online and he's with his dad more now, that gives me the time to focus on him. In fact, one of the reasons he acted out a little bit last year is because we were struggling so hard with Spencer. And I was between working and putting food on the table. And these two kids are just, like, awesome kids. I mean, I don't know how they do it without me, because most of my time is at work and focus on Spencer. So, that could be why he devote his time to playing games besides homework, because then he has somebody to talk to, which is not a good – now I realize it's not a good thing. So we all have to change our lifestyle now to fit so that we can become – I can become a better mom. But this is their time this year. This is Andy's time to be a good kid, and he has been a great kid. And I don't want him to miss any more school. I want him to be suspended so that he knows how serious this is and how serious we are. But – please don't expel him. Don't remain that expulsion. I want him suspended however long you think it fits him, and put on probation and require that he does so many things so that we can see that he is changing and that he realized that he has to do. So there's no easy way out. Yeah. We're just asking for a second chance.
All right. Okay. Anything else? All right.
I think
appreciate you coming in and
thank you
sharing your side, and we will we have 2 days to make a decision officially, and then we'll send you a letter.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thank you for your time, and like I said, I didn't mean to ramp on, but first and foremost, I'm his mom, and I love him, and I'm going to do everything I can to protect him. And I do understand that you all of your parents, some I think your parents, but you have a role to play, and you have to take that. And I appreciate you for being serious and taking this serious. But let's give this a good look at it, and let's give Andy a fair trial, a fair suspension that he can deal with, because he needs to be a part of this community again. He needs to be a good student, and he needs to make the school proud that, you know, they need him and he needs them. So we don't need to keep him away from school.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you.
Thanks for your time.
So Marcy, I guess I'll just wait and see from this step. What do you guys go from here?
Like I said, we'll talk to the committee and then
the rest of the school board,
yeah.
Stuff. Superintendent.
Okay. Okay. All right. Oh, see you again. Thank you.
That's Ann Gary's seat.